You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The NL West is starting to look sort of like a division that nobody really wants to claim, which is kind of being kind. All the teams are sort of struggling, but let's talk about the Giants with Chris Haft and Allison Footer, and now that we are past the trade deadline, things are looking a little more clear. Chris, the first thing that I want to ask you about is just moving Jake Peavy to the bullpen. And that was obviously to make room for Matt Moore, who is now a new addition to the rotation. So what made Bruce Bochy select Peavy? You know, what were the circumstances leading up to that, that he was the odd man out, I guess?
Well, a couple things. Jake wasn't pitching at his best. He's kind of had an uneven season. Started out, his first nine starts were rough. He had something like a 7 or 8 ERA during that period. And then he went through a 7 or so, where he pitched extremely well. I mean, almost like a Jake Peavy of old. Nobody thought there was any problem there with him. But then more recently, he started to, as they say, give it up again. Pitched some bad luck. He wasn't as ineffective as he was earlier in the season, but he wasn't quite where he had been in the middle of the season. Meanwhile, Matt Cain actually had a couple decent starts in a row that lifted his stock, and so they made the move accordingly. Jake was kind of trending downward. Matt was trending upward at the time. Also, they figured that Jake's the way he is, as a pitcher, would lend itself more to pitching out of the bullpen than Matt. So, with this combination of reasons, they made the move.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I was reading some of Bochy's comments, and he did sort of mention that maybe PV would be able to warm up faster. Like, it sounds bizarre. Like, why couldn't the guy just come in any kind of situation, a major league pitcher, and just pitch? But there is this thing with starting pitchers where there's a routine and there's, you're kind of regimented, and getting loose is different for different guys. So I guess, did that have something to do with it?
Yeah, in Jake's case, Jake actually pitched out of relief the other night. His second career relief appearance in about 380 appearances. I mean, something ridiculous. And he was able to get ready fairly quickly. I think in a space of 3 or 4 batters, he was ready. So, I don't think he's found a new lease on life in the bullpen, but I don't think he'll be a failure either. I think he has a chance to help them, kind of like Tim Lipscomb helped the Giants in the postseason in 2012 out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, I like that Jake is having a good attitude toward it and not looking at it so much as a devotion as just a circumstance. I believe it was like Grateful Dead night at the ballpark, and he said, "I'm too grateful to be hateful." and could this change? I mean, I guess it could be flipped at some point. I'm sure that Bruce Bochy is not putting any of this in red pen. But I would imagine that could probably change, right? If maybe Kane starts scuffling a little bit and PV starts looking pretty crisp.
You know what? It's open to change. That's just it. I think Matt Cain's been put on notice that he better keep it up.
Yeah. They did make some moves, obviously. They got Moore and they got Will Smith for the bullpen. So it's looking pretty good. I would imagine that this was a well-received trade deadline by the team. Were you getting some pretty good vibes after that?
Well, there's one problem. or a couple things. I'd say, actually, maybe it wasn't that well-received. I think there's a lot of mixed feelings. They gave up their number one prospect in the Smith trade. That was Phil Bickford, a starting pitcher. Nobody knows what he's going to be. So in fairness to Giants, there's that factor. But the fans get riled up when they see somebody who's billed as the number one prospect in the organization, quotes around that, get traded. So that bothered people a little bit. Plus, in the Matt Moore deal, they sent Matt Duffy extremely popular third baseman in Tampa Bay, and that rubs people the wrong way quite a bit. Matt, again, Matt was very popular, you know, extremely popular to fans, popular to teammates, popular with the media. I mean, if I can step off my professional soapbox for a bit, I was bummed when I heard he was traded. And I'll tell you what, general manager Bobby Evans was bummed that he had to make the deal this way. He wanted to make it, as he called it, a prospect-driven deal, not give anybody up off the major league roster. But they had to give up Duffy, and kind of some, not negative feelings, but just sad feelings all the way around.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.